Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Well, I tell you, it has been an amazing month so far, and we still have a little bit to go. So, well, I know some of you are excited, and though we've come on the East Coast here through a very, very powerful storm, but we are headed into Thanksgiving, and so many of us, we have so much to be thankful for. But in our show topic today, steps to managing success, we want to present to you a case for your success and talk about some of the invisible and some of the unseen things that could stop you from getting into that success. Okay, so the first step to managing your success, step number one, is understanding that there is a purpose for your life. Well, I know sometimes we feel as though our life is just a series of jigsaw puzzles. Have you ever felt like that? I certainly have. You know, you feel like, where is this all leading? You know, but guess what? It's not just a jigsaw puzzle. There is actually some rhyme and some reason to your life. So there are steps that you can follow to building momentum into having this very, very successful life. Okay? Yes, it's going to take discipline. It is going to take you doing some evaluation. You do need to have, you may need to hire a coach. You know, you may need someone to help you set some strategies for time management and to help you solve some of the problems that may, you know, come up in your life, you know, from time to time. But there are some steps that you can take to manage the success that you want to see in your life. So the first step then is understanding that you do have a purpose. Then the second step that you want to take in managing success in your life is to do an assessment of your skills, your talents, and your abilities. The third step is set some goals. What do you want to achieve? What is it that you want to do? Make a list of the things that you want to achieve. Make a list of the things that you want to do. Now, I want you to, as a matter of fact, I want you to write down those goals. Write down those things that, you know, that you want to do. Again, after you've looked at what your skill sets are. And then, of course, again, step number one is understanding that you have a purpose. Step number two, make that assessment of what it is that you are good at, what you know how to do. Talking about steps to managing success. Because, again, you know, life isn't just, you know, a jigsaw puzzle where things are just haphazardly, you know, falling into place for you. That's what I used to think before I realized that I could manage the success that I wanted to see in my life. Prior to that, I thought it was just, you just go along, things will happen, and you just deal with them as they come. Well, that is partly true. Yes, things will happen that are totally out of your control. For instance, Hurricane Sandy was totally out of our control. It just happened. Now, you may have lost everything. You may have lost everything you ever had, everything you've ever owned. You may have lost it. You may have had a partial loss. Maybe you're listening right now to the broadcast and you lost almost everything you have. Maybe you just lost some things. And you're feeling pretty bad right now. You're feeling as though you everything that you had that was a success is now gone. Well, I'm here to let you know that it's not too late. The first clue to let you know that it is not over for you is the very fact that you're listening to this message. If you're listening to this message, that means it's not over for you. And what you're going to need now are some steps that are going to help you to rebuild your life. To rebuild your life after a storm like Hurricane Sandy. Now, in this broadcast this morning, talking about these steps to managing your success, and I want you to either go to my website, release-your-power.com, and order the book, Release Your Power, or order the book, God's Plan for My Success. These are tools that will help you get the skills that you need in order to get your life back on track or to get unstuck. If you feel stuck in a particular place, it could be as it relates to your career, as it relates to some relationship. You may feel stuck. You may feel that you've been knocked off track. You want to get back on track. Maybe you feel you're in the wrong job, in the wrong career. Maybe you're just not happy. So go to that website, releaseyourpower.com, and you can order those tools right there. You can do that 24/7. You don't have to wait for a bookstore to open up. You can do that 24/7. You can also get one-on-one coaching as it relates to your specific issue, and we can work through it. But back to these steps for managing success. And by the way, for those who you are facing some type of the results of some major devastation like a Hurricane Sandy, you can also get one-on-one coaching for that or attend a session, a planning session, to help you put your life back together. But the fact that you're here shows that there's more for you to do, and you just may need some help getting it done. So success, you've heard over time, I'm sure, that it is not a destination, but it is a journey. But the journey can have positive results for you, especially based on your level of management. Now, when we talk about success, so when we look at a definition of what is success, because for some people success eludes them because they're like, they can't quite grab a hold of it, because you can't quite, sometimes it's like you see it a little bit in the horizon, you move toward it and it disappears. And so people typically get discouraged. But another step for managing your success is keeping your motivation and your energy level high, very high. Try not to let yourself get drained. You know, I think about, you know, my battery in my car. You know, you can't leave the lights on. You can't leave the car, turn the car off and leave the lights on, because you could drain the battery. If you drain the battery, what happens? The car may not start. Same thing with these cell phones. You know, if you don't charge them up properly, eventually the battery will go dead on you and will cause you a lot of problems. Well, same thing in your life. You want to keep your energy level high so that you won't have problems in your life. So keeping your energy high, there's all kinds of things you can do to do that. Again, these are some of the things that you will learn in the one-on-one coaching or the group coaching session. So when you see me put the communication out there that there's a coaching session going on, you may want to sign up for one of these. But that's another key to managing the success, to managing your success, is that you definitely have to keep your motivation and your energy level high. And motivation and energy, they're partners. They go hand in hand. You know, the energy is that drive, that thing that pushes you, that thing that gets you up and gets you going. You know, the thing that forces you to be disciplined about what it is that you're, those goals that you set in the last step. You set a goal, but you want to be motivated about it. You want to be committed to that goal. You want to be determined. And know, while, yes, it is true that you will not know everything, that how it's going to turn out initially. However, you will get positive results. And even if something goes wrong, if you're on this thing to successfully manage your success, you will be able to quickly solve the problem that arises. Okay? When you are managing your success, you are now able to see the full potential that you have in your life. And your potential, of course, it grows steadily on a regular basis, but you begin to notice it. And therefore, that'll give you, that you will get even more energy and motivation to manage it. And basically, what are we talking about when we say manage your success? Again, You know, it doesn't, success does not, let me repeat this. Okay, can I repeat this? Before I even say it, I want to ask you if I can repeat it, because I know I'm going to want to say it more than once. But I'm doing that because I want emphasis here on this next thought. Success does not fall out of trees. Okay? I repeat, news flash, success does not fall out of tree. People are successful because they are managing their success. And I'm giving you some steps here today that will help you to manage your success. Now again, am I, Coach Lalisa, trainer, sitting here guaranteeing you that if you do these steps, you will, you know, you will be successful? Yes and no. What I'm not doing is, I'm not telling you that, am I telling you that you're absolutely going to have success in your life? Yes, I am. Am I telling you that that success will come without trials and tribulations? No, I am not. Am I telling you this success is not going to come without failures? No, I am not. As a matter of fact, let me go on the record as saying, you will have failure on your way to success. As a matter of fact, you'll have a lot of failure. As a matter of fact, failure is a huge indication that there is success down the road. I remember as a child, we would hear people say, you know, when you're knocked down, there's only one way up, you know. So there's only one way to go. So actually, for the person who has failed, you almost have a more clear shot to success because of your point, your standpoint, your point of view. From where you see it, there's only one way to go. That's up. So if you're poor, you know, you've lost everything, you have nothing, you are really in an awesome, awesome, beautiful position to have much, much, much success. You know, when you look at it, it's not how far you go, it's how far you come. So if you have nothing, you're flat broke, you've lost everything, whether it was through Hurricane Sandy or through some other means, just other ways to go broke than just a hurricane or tsunami or an earthquake. There's many ways in life to lose everything you've got, or to get at that point in life where you're so broken that you're at the bottom. And if that's you, you have a very, very bright future ahead of you. And basically you can say, I'm on my way to the top. You know, there's things you can do. And so I'm giving you these steps. Number one, recognize that you have a purpose. There is a purpose for your life. If not, the storm would have taken you out of here. The hurricane would have wiped you out. The death of that loved one would have killed you too. But you're still here because there is purpose for your life. So the second step in this steps to managing success is that you have to do a review, do an in-depth study, a white paper, so to speak, on yourself of what your talents are, what are your skills, what are your abilities. See, part of this is that you really want to get that book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Because you're not who you really are if you're at rock bottom. You're not who you are if you're walking around feeling that you're stuck. You're not who you really are if you are on this path of destruction and you're trying to get off. Or if you're at a crossroads and you're not sure which way to go. Or if you're constantly, you know, losing ground in this success arena. And trust me, there is enough success for everyone, okay? Because success is like energy. It's already here. It's just a matter of you grabbing a hold of it. No, it's not going to fall on you, but all you got to do is grab hold of it. It's available for everyone. It's not like money. Money is a little different because you have to actually, money is created. So, but success is already here. You just have to grab hold of it. Okay? Success is like oil that's under the ground. It's under the ocean. It's already here. You just have to get it. You just have to get that oil. And what do they do in order to get oil? Well, they use all kinds of machinery. They use various, you know, various tools to get it. And that's the same way. It is. You just use various tools to get this success. But I'm excited for you. And I'm excited that you're getting the steps on the broadcast today. So you got purpose, knowing what it is that you can do, what skills, talents, abilities, and gifts that you have. Set some goals. Your goal, you may set a goal to start your own business. You may set a goal to go back to college. You may set a goal of becoming, you know, an author, a trainer, a speaker, a teacher. You know, you set that goal, and then you have to get motivated, because anybody can set a goal. It's not that hard. I mean, sure, there's some strategies to setting SMART goals and those types of things, but here's the thing. You have to get motivated to reach the goal. Once you do that, you're well on your way. Well, now you're just moments, literally moments away from understanding all the pieces that you need in order to be living at this place where you are in this mode. You know, it's like being in a particular mode for managing your success. So hopefully you're making that list. Hopefully you're writing these notes down, you're taking notes, you got these 1, 2, 3, 4 steps, okay, for managing success. It's just like on a job. If you're a manager of a particular department, maybe you're in sales and marketing, maybe you're in documentation, maybe you're some type of administrative person or some analytical, some community. Maybe you work in the communication side. Maybe you work in technology. And you're managing that. And there are tools that managers use in order to do what they do. They use, you know, a problem-solving tool. You'll need that tool as you're managing your success. You'll need to be able to problem-solve. If you're a manager, you have the tool of organizing. You'll need to be organized in order to manage your success. Set priorities, time management. Another tool that managers use to manage, they have to have great leadership skills. They have to be able to, again, to stay motivated themselves, but they have to motivate others. So as a leader, leadership. And by the way, you're welcome to attend any of our leadership training programs. But leadership is going to be a key to managing your success. So if you joined us for the first time, we're glad you tuned in. We're here every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Facebook. You can also find us on the World Wide Web. And you can find us on the website release-your-power.com. So make sure, you know, you stay tuned and you stay connected, because you deserve it. You deserve to know how to be a success, how to go about getting that. We do have on the Tuesday mornings, we have Professor Terry Benjamin, also here with me, discussing various topics that will motivate you and empower you. Then you have me on the other mornings discussing topics that will motivate you, empower you. You know, we're on this positive agenda. I remember a friend of mine some years ago, he used to do a show, a motivational show. And I remember saying, this is about, oh, gosh, good 12 years ago. And more than that, oh, wow, maybe about 15 years ago. And I went to one of his seminars, and I remember thinking, I want to do that. At that time, I had not really done any motivational speaking, but I sat back and I said, I want to do it. There were a few of us in the room, and he was standing up there, and I said, I want to do that. I want to talk this motivational thing. And again, talking about managing your success. So today, I have several tools for being positive and motivating people. One is this radio show. The others are the books. So when I talk about steps to managing success, you have a purpose. You find out what your gifts and tools are. You set some goals. You stay motivated. And you can continue to do these. Continue to do these steps, right? That's the last step, is to continue. That's staying motivated. Continue, and you will find that the success that you're looking for, you'll be able to achieve it. You'll be able to reach those goals that you set if you keep motivated, keep your energy high, continue. And I would just add that the final step is to take action. You know, you've got to take action. Once you get yourself motivated and got your energy level high, and you're going to continue in what you're doing, and then you're going to take action. And you're going to see that, keep up with your purpose. Always, always, always link your action steps and your goals back to your original purpose. So you have to keep your purpose in the forefront. You have to remember that. So link your action, link your motivation, link your goal, link your talents and gifts back into the purpose. The purpose is the key for managing your success. The purpose is the key for managing. And so all those other things that you'll need, all the other tools of strategy and tools of management that I talked about, will also help. And again, it's been my pleasure to bring that topic to you this morning. We will see you back here Thursday morning. We have another topic that we're going to bring you on Thursday morning. And we will have that posted on Facebook shortly. So you have a great, wonderful day. Don't forget, manage that success. You can do it. I know you can do it. I trust that you will get it done. You will. It's not that hard. And remember, success doesn't fall out of trees. Okay? Success isn't something that just happens. Remember, it's like the oil under the ground. It's already here. God has already put it here. It's what you have to do is go out, and you have to grab it. It's been great. It's been real. And we'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.